Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Órale, the onda this week in Caló is the expression dejar caer la greña. Its literal translation is to let one's hair down. But the idea being conveyed is that of a bundle of long, unkempt hair being let go, unbound, loosed to do what it was meant to do. Its figurative translation is that of someone letting their raw talent or instincts take over to produce something improbable, beautiful, or impressive. The bartender put his notes aside and se dejó caer la greña. The result was a hot tea and cognac drink that became famous. Te dejaste caer la greña de a madres. I remember when you let your greña caer and argued with that chemistry teacher about nuclear stuff. I still don't know what you were talking about, but you sounded like you knew more than him, Mecha told Boy one morning over coffee at La Buena Bakery. Remember? What were you talking about? She asked. Oh, yeah, it was about the difference between nuclear fission and fusion. He got his terms mixed up and I pointed it out. He got mad and threatened to give me an F for the semester for talking back, Boy said. Did he give you an F? Mecha said, looking over at her daughter at the counter at the cafe and nodding backwards to ask if she needed more pastries. Her daughter shrugged her shoulders to indicate the inventory was fine, but she shook her head to say she didn't like her lingering so long with Boy. Mecha turned to look back at Boy, who shook his head. You became famous for that, she said. Boy smiled, but shook his head and closed his eyes briefly. That semester was crazy. I was being bused to the rich part of town in the afternoons to take higher math and science. And I ended up taking chemistry too, although I was taking chemistry 1 in our school in the mornings. And I didn't have the special calculator I needed for chemistry 1. But I stuck it out and survived, Boy said, mostly to himself. Mecha smiled. Everybody talked about it for a long time, she said. The smart girls started noticing you. Until then, they used to make fun of you behind your back, Mecha said. Really? I didn't know, said Boy. They asked me about you, as if I was your carnala or something, she said, her voice quivering slightly at the end. They looked at each other silently. You kind of were my sister, Boy said. Never was, never wanted to be, Mecha said. Didn't know, said Boy. No? You were dejando caer la greña with everything else? The magic vato, Mecha said. I should have paid more attention to what was going on in the south side, Boy said. That's not where, Mecha said. After a brief pause in their conversation, she stood up. Boss, I'm now going to dejar caer la greña for my pastry, she said as she walked back to the baking room. Mecha's daughter, who had been standing by the cash register behind the counter the entire time, gave Boy a sarcastic smile. Boy slumped in his chair. I need to dejar caer my greña with Mecha, he told himself.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ahí te guacho.